Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. Cabinet clears compound loan interest waiver. Flipkart and Amazon vie for Aditya Birla fashion stake. HDFC deposit rates fall to lowest in 43 years. And Tyagi asks independent directors to be the voice of minority shareholders. And there is more, but first a quick glance at the state of the markets. Nifty futures on the Singapore exchange traded 52 points lower at 7 a.m., signaling likely weakness ahead on the Lal Street. Elsewhere, Asian shares edged lower after U.S. intelligence officials said Russia and Iran have attempted to interfere in next month's presidential election. Japan's TOPIX index retreated 0.6%, South Korea's KOSPI fell 0.7%, and Australia's S&P ASX 200 index 1.2%. U.S. stocks fell on Wednesday as the White House and congressional Democrats kept up negotiations on a fresh coronavirus relief bill, though their effort faced opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate. Dow fell 0.4%, the S&P 500 0.2%, and the Nasdaq 0.3%. In oil market, the crude prices dropped in early trade on Thursday, adding to heavy losses overnight after a build in U.S. gasoline inventories pointed to a deteriorating outlook for fuel demand. WTI crude futures fell 27 cents or 0.7% to $39.76 a barrel, while Brent crude futures retreated 21 cents or 0.5% to $41.52. In currency market, the rupee continued its downward journey for the third straight session on Wednesday and fell 9 paise to 73.58 against the dollar as state-run banks' dollar buying put pressure on the domestic unit. The dollar logged gains after hitting a 7-week low against a basket of currencies on Wednesday. The euro slipped 0.1% as did the yen. The offshore yuan slid 0.1% to 6.6499 against the greenback. And in bullion, the gold prices edged higher in India on Wednesday. On MCX, December gold futures rose 0.27% to ₹51,047 per 10 gram, while silver futures gained 0.6% to ₹63,505 a kg. In international markets on Thursday, gold fell 0.2% to $1,920.90 an ounce. All in all, the Lal Street looked set for weakness ahead. On Wednesday, Nifty witnessed a sharp recovery. Analysts said some short covering helped the 50-share index pare its intraday losses. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. The Union Cabinet is understood to have given its go-ahead to the compound interest waiver for borrowers for the 6-month moratorium period announced by the RBI. The government had filed an affidavit in the Supreme Court in case a concerning the moratorium, stating that it would waive interest on interest of loans up to 2 crore for a select category of borrowers at an expenditure of ₹5,500 to 6,000 crore. Walmart-owned Flipkart Group and e-commerce major Amazon have held separate talks with Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail, which owns brands like Pantaloons, Allen Solly and Peter England, for a potential investment. The two giants are vying to acquire a minority stake in the Birla Group firm at a time when offline retailers, especially in fashion and apparel segment, have been severely hurt by the COVID disruption. HDFC has reduced the deposit rates on medium-term investments to the lowest in 43 years, reflecting the record low cost of funds in the broader economy. Deposit rates on a 66-month investment fell 20 basis points to 6.25%. A year ago, an investor could earn 7.75% on a deposit with a similar tenure. SEBI Chairman Ajay Tyagi on Wednesday urged independent directors to raise corporate governance concerns, if any, before resigning from company boards. He said the regulators has observed an increasing trend in the number of resignations by independent directors in the last 2 to 3 years. They are the voice of the minority shareholders, to what extent they have to be responsible, he said. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. Tata Group's Indian Hotels Company, which operates Taj Hotels, is in talks with Abu Dhabi sovereign fund Mubadala to acquire Viceroy Hotels and Resorts Group. Z Entertainment Enterprises has unveiled a new organizational structure dividing businesses into different verticals for content, technology, and revenue and monetization. A former executive of HDIL told Mumbai High Court that Yes Bank was responsible for evergreening the company's loans, the first time an insider has buttressed allegations of wrongdoing leveled by various investigation agencies. Pune-based Bajaj Finance reported flat performance for September quarter over the April-June period, but its net profit fell 36% and provisions spiked compared with the year-ago period. Most brokerages have maintained a bullish view on HUL after the FMCG major on Tuesday reported a nearly 9% year-on-year rise in consolidated net profit at ₹1,974 crore for the September quarter. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.